You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. I know we're starting to sound like a broken record here, but you're still going to want to limit your time outside today. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory alert for us until at least noon. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is making our air unhealthy. In a story we've been following for a while now, a judge has struck down the rezoning of a property at Old Sauk Road that was set to become apartments to the opposition of neighbors there. Stonehouse Developments is seeking to build a 144-unit apartment building on Old Sauk, and residents push back hard. Many said they were concerned about increasing population density without proper planning for increased traffic, storm drainage, and aesthetics. Last year, after tense, loud meetings, city officials approved rezoning for the project. Then four residents filed a lawsuit. According to reporting from the Isthmus, a judge has ruled that the city did not properly consider things like surroundings, access to urban services, transit, in accordance with Madison's comprehensive plan. The judge is ordering Madison's Common Council take another rezoning vote. City Attorney Michael Haas told the Isthmus that's not been placed on the schedule yet. Meanwhile, Wisconsin home sales are dropping again. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan counties, with improvements in micropolitan counties and rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties.
The Madison Fire Department has a new program where you can borrow an AED. An automated external defibrillator is a small device that can sense whether someone having a heart attack could benefit from a rhythm shock, and it can provide that shock while others do hands-only CPR and call 911. It recites clear instructions on how to use it and what to do out loud in English or in Spanish. Well, now the Madison Fire Department is essentially operating like a library. People can check out an AED for events like sports, family reunions, or gatherings with sensitive groups who may be at higher risk of needing one. You can borrow an AED by contacting the Madison Fire Department. And it's kind of wild this even needs to be said out loud, but the Department of Natural Resources is asking residents, please don't dump your pet fish into our local waterways. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, I don't really want to flush my goldfish. I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location.
That's Brittany Merlot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Haliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Ana de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick, and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.